The sound of artillery fire could be heard in the fog-covered woods. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, April 9, 1865. It's Palm Sunday. A man is standing on the hilltop. He's Confederate General Robert E. Lee. His army is scattered along 4 miles of a road near the village of Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. He has little or no food to feed his men. His horses are starving. They're falling in the mud. In the last 4 years, he's lost 60,000 men in his army. Union General Ulysses S. Grant, during this Civil War, has the largest standing army in the world, 114,500 men. As the fog begins to lift, Lee receives the last report on Grant's army, and Lee says this: "How easily I could be rid of this. I have only to ride along the line, and all will be over." He was contemplating suicide. If he suddenly appeared in the open, it would draw enemy fire and kill him. Some of his men suggested that they continue and scatter and fight as guerrillas. Lee said no. He knew Union soldiers would pursue them into areas of the South that had not seen battles during the Civil War. Lee surrendered his men. Grant allowed them to return home with their horses and to work the farms for the spring plantings. And Lee would spend the rest of his life pursuing peace at a small university in Lexington, Virginia. Now consider this. Over 2,000 years ago, the Garden of Gethsemane had olive and fig groves to the east of Jerusalem. John chapter 18, verse 2 says it was a place that Jesus and his disciples would retreat from the crowds for rest and for prayer. During the last week of his life, Jesus also had a momentous decision to make. His final days, the greatest week in the history of the world. He spent the Sabbath with his friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the mood of the people would change by the end of the week. His life would be exchanged for the freedom of one notorious prisoner. The Sanhedrin trial with Pontius Pilate would be an inquisition without any kind of justice. Jesus would be arrested, yet he committed no crime. As they came to the Garden of Gethsemane for the last time, Jesus knew all of these things would come to pass. In the darkness, his disciples scattered in the garden, and soon they fell asleep. Jesus began to pray, "Father, if thou wilt be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He was about to endure unimaginable suffering, even for the noble cause of redeeming mankind. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down on the ground. Luke chapter 22, verse 44. What happened in the Garden of Gethsemane changed the world forever. "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. I did the math. One legion equals 5,000 angels. 12 legions equals 60,000 angels. Jesus Christ resisted the temptation not to go to the cross and suffer the death on the cross. Jesus Christ had the same will of God. If he had not gone, he would not have become a ransom for all. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. Jesus Christ has spent the last 2,000 years in heaven on the right hand of God. His sacrifice, the greatest the world has ever known. And we remember that here this morning. Two historical events changing the world. And I felt what happened at Appomattox Courthouse will just give us one example, if we could possibly understand what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, how that changed the world. So we are here now, even in this pandemic crisis, to remember what Jesus did for us.